Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling is sending letters to doctors in the state warning them that their opioid prescribing practices are a concern. Lelling's office says the letters went to doctors who prescribed opioids to someone who died of an overdose. Some say Lelling's move raises privacy concerns about law enforcement accessing prescription drug data and health information. Among them is Leo Beletsky. He's an associate professor of law and health sciences at Northeastern University. He analyzed data on police requesting health information, and he found that in Massachusetts, between late 2016 and 2018, state and federal law enforcement accessed health data thousands of times. When we spoke with Beletsky earlier today, we began by asking if U.S. Attorney Lelling's written warnings to doctors are unusual.
I may be mistaken, but I'm not sure I've ever seen a letter of this type because it doesn't announce an investigation. It doesn't announce any charges being filed, but it is essentially an advisory regarding medical practice.
And we don't know exactly what the letters said because the U.S. Attorney's Office didn't release them, and we don't really even know exactly how many of these letters may have been sent out. But basically, we can surmise that these doctors were identified or their prescribing practices were sort of raising red flags based on what's known as the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, right?
Right. Well, you know, having read the press release, actually, it's a little bit more narrow in that the specific practices that are identified relate to patients who received an opioid prescription within 60 days of their overdose death, right? So these are people who are specifically flagged for having cared for patients who died. And the sort of the supposition, I guess, is that the prescription played a role in their overdose death. This means that there are at least two sources of data that were kind of merged to produce this information. One is the prescription records for the patient and the provider, which, as you say, probably come from the state's Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. And the second one being vital records or death records, which do not automatically get synced with the prescription drug monitoring data. So there was an analysis done to link up these two pieces of data.
Do you think that because of that, because there was this look at data and look at prescribing? I mean, is it not hard to imagine that federal law enforcement might start arresting doctors because of the way they prescribe opioids?
It's not only not hard to imagine, but it's actually already happening. So the former Attorney General Sessions has made it a linchpin of the Department of Justice's response to the opioid crisis to go after prescribers.
What about from the patient end of things and private health information and how that may be protected when law enforcement is looking at this information? Are there no protections on this information? I mean, we always hear about all these HIPAA restrictions. Is that sort of moot when we're talking about this?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, it turns out that HIPAA actually provides extremely low levels of protections for when it comes to law enforcement access in general. So HIPAA does not prohibit the provision of private healthcare records to law enforcement when law enforcement asks for them, basically. And there's no warrant requirement or anything like that. And the bottom line is that these records, once they exit the healthcare system and they go to the Department of Health, are not covered by HIPAA at all. We know from some work that my lab at Northeastern University and in collaboration with the ACLU of Massachusetts, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request to the Department of Health to just get a sense of how often law enforcement accesses doctor and patient information in Massachusetts. And we found through the data that were provided to us that in just the last period of time for which data were available, which is kind of the end of 2016 to 2018, there were 2,700 requests for data just by federal law enforcement in Massachusetts. Federal law enforcement is actively using these data, to the tune of thousands of requests per year. That's just federal law enforcement.
Do you know
state law enforcement is using these data much more actively?
And this is for Department of Public Health data.
This is Department of Public Health data, and I think that, you know, to some, the conversation around prescription drug monitoring programs might make their eyes glaze over because it's, you know, highly technical, sort of, you know, some obscure database. But the implication is essentially that law enforcement has warrantless access to your prescription drug records, learning that one's most intimate information is collected in this way and is relatively easy to access for law enforcement, I think shocks the conscience.
But, you know, some folks might say, you know, there was a study done in Massachusetts 2015 that found that 90% of the people who survived an overdose were able to get another prescription shortly thereafter, mainly because their doctors never even knew. We've got an opioid epidemic going on. These programs maybe in part the reason why we're seeing such a dramatic reduction in the number of prescription painkillers. What's the way to make sure that there could be a compromise here, Leo?
It's important to acknowledge that opioids are overutilized in our healthcare system. It's not sufficient, and in fact, it's harmful to talk simply about slashing the number of opioids that are prescribed because that's an arbitrary metric. The metric should be patient care. Are we caring for our patients in a way that ensures that they are getting the help that they need? These kinds of proclamations by law enforcement oftentimes simply reinforce in the eyes of healthcare providers that complex patients are a liability.
Leo Beletsky is an associate professor of law and health sciences at Northeastern University.